When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can we try and get everybody just to stand up for 1 minute and clap their hands with us? All you people sitting up there, just asking you for 1 minute to stand up and clap. Help us out for 1 minute. Come on, Birmingham. All you people here, nearly everybody. Yourselves. Come on!
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep. I'm BJ, and for this episode, the third episode in the series, we're talking about the third album, Look at Yourself, also from 1971. By this time, Jerry Braun, the manager of Uriah Heep and the producer of the first two albums, his deal with Vertigo was over, so he actually set up his own record label, which he called Bronze Records. So the Bronze name is actually a play on Jerry Braun, B-R-O-N, his last name. So the third album from Uriah Heep was recorded in the summer of 1971, and Jerry Braun is quoted as saying, "It was the point in time when the band really found a solid musical direction." The record came out in September of 71, and it was the last Uriah Heep album to feature founding member bassist Paul Newton. By the end of 71, it became clear, according to Ken Hensley, that he, David Byron, and Mick Box had become the nucleus of the band. So Paul Newton was feeling marginalized. Also, he had recently had a traumatic experience when he was involved in a car accident in Germany. And so Paul Newton left the band, was briefly replaced by a guy named Mark Clark. Another thing about Paul Newton's departure is his dad had managed the band early on, and he was also the manager of the Gods, which is the band that Newton and Ken Hensley were in before Uriah Heep. And quote from Paul Newton, "He bought a lot of the gear and so on. When we became Uriah Heep and Ken joined, and Ken is the first to admit it, he had very definite ideas about what he wanted to do in the band. I suppose in some ways, it was like the band was a vehicle which Ken needed and used to put his own ideas together. And there's nothing wrong with that as such. I mean, let's face it. The fact that what we did was successful was great for me too. But after a while, you're bound to get in some fighting in a situation like that. There were other problems too, because Jerry Braun was now the manager, and my father was trying to get back some money from him, get some of his money back on the equipment and so on. There was a lot of unhappiness on all sorts of levels, and everybody was unhappy in a lot of ways. I actually wanted to leave the band for quite a while before I actually left, but I didn't. Anyway, with the heavy work schedules and the pressure and so on, I ended up collapsing on stage one night, and the other members of the band decided I should go. It was funny because I didn't want to go, and there was a lot of animosity, but at the same time, it was a tremendous relief. It was during this same time that drummer Ian Clark was replaced by drummer Lee Kerslake, who had also been in The Gods with Ken Hensley. And the band also added a new bass player. Mark Clark wasn't in the band very long and was replaced by a New Zealander named Gary Thane. Moving on to the album, Look at Yourself has a cool cover with an embedded mirror so you can look at yourself. Kicks off with the title track, Look at Yourself. Great song, cool mix of guitar and organ, very heavy. The drums are kind of buried in the mix, but it has a huge chorus. Very cool guitar break after the chorus. Ripping guitar solos. There's an unnecessary cowbell breakdown, which is too long. I would say lop off the last minute and a half of the song, maybe, but overall, very cool song. Second song on the album is called I Want to Be Free. Starts off mellow and then it kicks in. It's not bad. Nice melodic guitar parts. I would say this is a good song, not great.
As I wake up every day with no new songs to play, feeling like I ought to pack my bag and run. My imagination flies to some other sunny skies where I felt so good and everything was done. And my time was my own. And my heart felt so free.
Come on! Seem the same when the clouds shut out your beauty from my eyes. There's a storm inside my head, and I know it doesn't lead to a clearer day when nobody will cry. I can't stand here alone, and I need to be free.
Third song on the album, July Morning, is a 10-minute opus. has its moments. I like some sections, other sections, no thanks. I guess I would flip the record after I Want to Be Free and just kind of skip this 10-minute song.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
And so we're flipping the record over. Side 2 kicks off with a song called Tears in My Eyes. It's upbeat and heavy, melodic with great riffing, cool slide guitar woven in there. I'm rarely a fan of mellow breakdowns, so, you know, I'm going to have a complaint about that. And there's also a funky solo section, which is unfortunate. I would prefer they just stuck with the driving rock feel that the song kicks off with, but overall, this is a cool hard rock song. Second song on side 2, Shadows of Grief, is heavy, but it's plodding. Cool guitar solo, but a long, mellow section with too much organ. There's some heavy riffing at the end, so overall it's an okay song, but it's too long. at 8.5 minutes, edit out the middle and lop off the end. Third song on side two, What Should Be Done, is mellow and boring.
So you think you've found a way of living that prevents you losing any sleep? Well, my friend, take this that I'm giving. It's your peace of mind you ought to keep. You run into trouble for sure by living behind a locked door. Will you run the risk of being taunted by doing what you wanna do?
And the record ends with a song called Love Machine. Very heavy, killer guitar work. It's basically a blues song and doesn't really have much of a chorus, but it's short enough at 3.5 minutes and heavy enough to be enjoyable. So, the verdict on Look At Yourself, it's a decent album. First three songs are good, and the first song on side two is really good, and the last song's okay, so probably song for song, their best album yet.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.